This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
How do we share Islam with others?
Sharing Islam is actually a duty of every Muslim, not just with family, but with the rest of the world. Islam believes in the saying, sharing is caring. If you have something good, you don't hide. It doesn't teach us, Islam, it doesn't teach us to be selfish. If you know that you are right, if you know that you are truthful, if you know that you are practicing something which is actually the truth and which will be only the way that will be accepted by Allah, then you need to make sure that you share it with the rest. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us realize that it is an obligation upon us to share Islam with the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nahl, Surah number 16, ayah number 125, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah." Invite people to the way of your Lord with wisdom. Wal maw'izatil hasana. And discuss with them, preach with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where He says, "Udu'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah wal maw'izatil hasana wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan." Invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preachings and discuss with them, share with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. So sharing Islam is number one, an obligation upon us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Now, how do we share Islam, especially you as new Muslims? After accepting Islam, obviously you have your family perhaps who are still non-Muslim. How do we share Islam with them? The first and foremost way, the golden way, the best way to share Islam with your family and the rest is be an ideal Muslim. Be an ideal Muslim. You represent the actions, the fruits of Islam by your actions. You represent in your actions how beautiful Islam is. And by Allah, if you act according to Islam, you will see the people will have impact on it. The people will be influenced, and that was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the way of all the previous prophets. That was the way of all the companions of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that they used to leave an impeccable and a big impact on the people and the society, on their own families. That people were amazed and strange. What kind of person is this? He doesn't lie. He doesn't cheat. He doesn't embezzle. He doesn't deceive. What kind of person is this? What kind of way of life he's living? So you need to make sure that you behave like a Muslim. That is the first thing that you need to do if you would like to share Islam with your family and the rest. And you will see, when you go back to your family as a new Muslim, when you behave, for example, with your parents, maybe you were a bit negligent about your parents, but when you go back as a Muslim, you need to be kind with them. You need to be soft with them. Even though they are non-Muslims, you need to be soft with them, kind with them. Deal with them in the manners which are the most gracious, most merciful. Yeah? When you leave this impact as an obedient son, imagine the impact on your parents. They would love to receive you while you practice this faith. Right? The other way that you can actually share Islam with the people is that you can give them da'wah by calling directly to the way of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises that person who basically invites others to Islam, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He praises. And can you imagine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the owner of everything that exists, He praises. Look at this beautiful ayah. Allah says in Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, ayah number 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Who is better in speech? Look at the expression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is better in speech than the one who calls people to Allah, does righteous deeds, and says, I am among the Muslims. This is the praise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. Those who share the message of Allah with others, right? The honor will not come without a responsibility. We need to be responsible in calling our family first and the rest to Islam, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something which is essential, my brothers and sisters. We do not want our family to be in hellfire. We do not want them to be lost. We do not want them to be misguided. We do not want them to be away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do not want all these things, then we need to make sure that we share Islam in the most beautiful manner with them, so that they may also enjoy the bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the benefits from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, you can have so many ways, whichever suits you best. You can make da'wah, you can share Islam with your family and the rest, depending on the situation, time and person. Dear brothers and sisters, in this session we were dealing with certain significant questions that our brothers have in their mind. Perhaps these are the questions that might be prevailing in your minds as well. To understand, to make yourself strong and firm on Islam. Indeed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Hijr, Surah number 15, Ayah number 99, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَعْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until the certainty comes to you. If you really would want to achieve the benefits of Islam, you need to be firm on Islam. You need to live according to the principles of Islam. With this, I would like to end this session with an ayah with which I started the discussion, from Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 19, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The only way of life, the only faith, the only religion acceptable in the sight of Allah is Islam. That is total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.